Making a living in an unconventional way isn't unfamiliar to commentator Heather Dune McAdam. She just didn't expect to be doing it in her 40s.
This spring, I decided to build a fish pond in my backyard. What you do when you start a pond is you buy feeder fish. These little guys are just 10 cents a piece and are basically meant to balance the water and then die, getting the pond ready for those more expensive $5 fish like koi. Feeder fish are small and desperate. Darting out, swiping leftover scraps of food, they disappear again to wait for more. They remind me of adjunct professors. Every spring, thousands of hungry little feeder MFA students are released into the waters of our workforce to join the adjunct pool. I was one such creature a few years ago, full of energy and confidence that I would be seen for the talented teacher I am and land a full-time position. It has not happened, and does not appear that it is ever going to. You see, once you have stooped to adjunct feeder pay, you are no longer considered a serious fish. So my pond, besides being a meditative retreat, has also become a metaphor for my career. I want to be a koi, but instead I am a feeder fish. What do you do if you've gone into massive debt to support your writing habit on the assumption you'll get work, only to discover that there are hundreds of other little feeder fish and koi who all want the same thing? So here I am, feeding my fish and wondering how I'm going to make a living. That's right. I'm looking for a summer job, just like I did when I was 18, only my options are not as endless. I have a bad back now, so I can't run around catering like a number of other public school teachers and college professors do out here. I could also return to teaching Pilates, but that is how I put myself through grad school, and I swore I'd never do that again. Some of my students were discussing the difficulty in finding summer work the other day, and I confessed that I was in the same boat. "I hear Home Depot's hiring," one of the guys said. "Why don't we all go apply?" I did not join my students as they went en masse to Home Depot. However, I did slip down there the other day, and with a few other feeder fish, typed my name into the electronic job computer. Some of my friends think I'm crazy, but I live in a semi-rural community where there's not a lot of call for discussions on postmodernism or creative writing classes. And after running around all semester juggling my time and course load for three different institutions of higher learning, it seems sort of nice to consider working under one roof, despite the fact that I look terrible in orange. The question is, will I go back to teaching in the fall? Probably. Teaching is more than money or job security. It feeds some part of my idiosyncratic identity, and that's exactly what administrations are counting on, that the feeder fish will keep darting out to suck up the scraps left by others because they can't help themselves. They're hungry to teach. So here I am. The school year's over, and like my students, I'm trying to figure out where my next paycheck will come from. And while I do love to teach, at least Home Depot offers healthcare. Do you think I can work in the pond department?
Heather Dune McAdam lives in Hampton Bays, New York.